Tell us about how many children did you and Paul have?
We had three. We had John, and then John was 16, though, when Roger came along, and 10 months later, Paula came along.
So then it seemed like Bud and Ruth.
That was Paul's brother.
Paul's brother, Bud.
His oldest brother. They lived in Waco. They came to Tulsa for a while, but they didn't like Tulsa. Well, Ruth didn't because her mother lived in Waco, and she wanted to be where her mother was. So that's how we got Tulsa.
When they moved to Tulsa, you and Paul then moved to Waco.
Yeah. Then when Brother and Ruth went back to Waco, then we went to Tulsa.
So then you swapped again then.
Yeah.
In February of 1937, you had all your belongings in, say, a Model A automobile.
There was one boy driving a Model A with our stuff in it following us, a driver that worked for us in Waco, and he went with us.
And it was cold in February.
It was.
Temperatures were cold.
And John was a little bitty thing. He wasn't very big. We'd pull in and get milk and stuff for John so I could feed him because he was still on a bottle. He was so little.
Didn't you have problems with one of the tires?
Oh, yeah. We started having flats, and all the way to Tulsa, every few miles, we had a flat. We liked to never got there. We started at 2 in the afternoon. I think we got there at midnight. The plant was right there on the corner, 11th and Delaware, and the living quarters were in the back. And that was already set up for us, because that's where Brother and Ruth lived when they were there.
So you couldn't sleep in. You had to get up early the
next morning. Oh, yeah. I got up the next morning to start making pies, and Paul was delivering what was made before. His brother left the delivery there. They made the pies for us to deliver that day, and he had a route to run. And then I just got up and made pies for that day.
So there was no rest, was there, that day?
And no.
So that's how you got started then, rolling into the business. Along about this time, World War II, and Paul was deferred, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got a deferment.
He was...
Because I had John, you know, he was a little boy.
Right. He was 4F, so he was staying home with the business. Now, along about this time... Another pie company was Mrs. Marshall's Pies.
Yeah. No relation to us at all.
And tell us about their pies.
They made great pies, but their pies were just for restaurants. They made 9-inch extra special pies for the restaurants in Tulsa.
They were considered some of the best.
Oh, yeah. Their pies were really good.
Mr. Marshall one day came to Paul and you.
Archie.
He asked if you wanted to buy his business.
Yeah, because, see, he didn't like the pie business at all. His brother and his mother had the pie business, and he wanted to live in California, Archie did. But he came back to run it for his mother till they could do something. And so they worked to dispose of it, and that's when he talked to Paul about buying it.
I think the total price for that company was $15,000.
I don't even remember how much we paid down. It wasn't very much, but we paid it out.
I think you were able to pay $3,000 down, and then you paid it off. That business was good for you.
Because they had a wonderful name, and they had good pies. We got a lot of good recipes. And so that really helped us to get into the real good pie business.
Because your pies were smaller.
Yeah, we made just for grocery stores. They were about 6 or 7 inch pies, little fruit pies. It wasn't even fried pies, they were baked pies. The fried pies came along a little bit later, and they just swept the baked pies off of the market. We didn't even make baked pies anymore.